To you, Mr. President, and all who have joined you in this agenda, from the Vice President to the leaders of the Senate and the House, and all who sit in halls of power and have embraced this agenda, heed this warning. This day will pass. The applause of men will fade. This administration will inevitably be over. This world will pass away, but you will stand before God and give account, for it is written in His Word that we will each stand before God and give account. And on that day, all the power you once wielded will be gone, and all of the world's approval and praises will have faded away, and all the fame and glory you received will amount to nothing. In the day when the book of history is closed and the book of life is opened, none of that will matter. It will be you and him, and you will be required to give account of what you have done. Did you follow the will and word of God, or did you not? If you pursue these things, then you did not, and the blood of children will be on your hands, and then will come eternal life or eternal judgment. The voice of God calls out to you and to all to turn and follow him with all your heart, who gave all his heart and life that you might be saved. As for America, the problem is not social or economic or cultural or political. The problem is ultimately spiritual, and so must be the answer. America has turned away from God, and its only hope is that it return to God. Choose true greatness and lead in that return, or continue in this departure from God to destruction and judgment. As for those of you who love this nation and are burdened and fearful for its future, America's only hope is revival, return. Without it, the nation is lost. And revival only comes through repentance and return. It's time to pray as never before that return and revival would come. But it's time not only to pray for revival, but to choose revival, to choose to live in revival now. And for that, we must each commit to return to God, to put away from our lives that which must be put away, and take up that which must be taken up, and walk in his ways and live in his spirit.